wrongly.
这是很可惜。
So that's very pitiful.
耶和华见证人。
Jehovah Witnesses.
他说你吃的那日必定死。
The day when you eat, you shall die.
他怎么解释你知道吗
？How that he is a clown.
我请问你。
And ask
你吃的那日必定死。
The day when you eat, you shall die.
亚当吃的那天你有没有死啊
？Adam, did he die on that day?
有没有死啊？没有啊。
No.
对吧
？Yes.
有没有
？Yes or no?
没有。
Yes or no?
再一次啊
！One more time.
上帝说
，God said，
你吃的那日你必定死。
The day when you eat, you shall die.
亚当吃了。
And Adam ate.
亚当那边吃了有没有死啊
？And that day did he die?
有没有？没有。我问李牧师有没有？
也死了也没有死。
那么我为什么也死也没死？
因为从这个灵命层面来说，他是死了。
啊，听见了。从灵命说他是死了
，spiritually he died。
从身体他没有死
，physically he has not。
所以你看到一个受过严格训练的人，答案不像你呢，就死了。是是什么死
？What kind of death？
那天他死了吗
？That day did he die？
死了。
Yes。
为什么
？Why？
因为他与上帝的生命隔绝了
，because his life as with God has been severed。
这个是很好的 microphone。
This is a very good microphone。
这是 AKG。
AKG。
这个是欧洲做的。
Manufactured in Europe。
这个是很好的 microphone。
A very good microphone。
这 microphone 呢有很高频率的，有低频率的。
And high frequency and low frequency。
这个 microphone 有 omni， 有这个。directional 有这个 unidirectional，
and this omnidirectional and unidirectional，
这反式麦克风后面会把它拖开来的，就是比较高级的。
So if you can disconnect from the back, it's of higher quality。
如果就一条尾巴从里面伸出来，就不大好的。
If there's just a tail coming from behind, it's no good。
还麦克风前面有个 membrane。
If there's a membrane in front，
这个 membrane 可以呢震动到差不多一秒钟两万多次。
And also in one second, in about 20,000 times。
好，现在我不要解释这个电子的问题了。
I'm not going to interpret about electronics。
但是这个 microphone 呢
？This microphone，
当这个线与它脱开的时候
，When it's disconnected，
it's no function，
就不操作了。
你说它到底已经没有 function 了吗
？You say that does it have no function now？
不是
，No，
它里面 function 还是很好的
，Because the function is still there。
但是呢，因为 disconnected。So no function，
因为已经被这个拿掉它的这个 wire， 已经不能够再操作了。
The original function is now defunctionalized，
本来的那个功能已经不能够操作了。
The function is still there，
但是它本来功能还在。
But no function for the original function，
但是它本来的这个功能不能够再操作了，
所以这个叫做它死了。
So he said that it died。
上帝说
，God said，
你吃的日子。
The day when you eat，
你就死了。
You shall die。
亚当吃了。
亚当 ate that。
我没有死啊。
I'm not dead yet。
还可以活930年呢。
And also 930 years I can still live。
所以就 interpretation。
那么这是解释。
20世纪哲学到最后的时候变成注重 hermeneutics。
The philosophy of the 20th century, when it comes to the close of the 20th century, it becomes hermeneutics.
在中期的时候
，in the middle course,
existentialism 出来了，
存在主义来了
，logical positivism 出来了
，and 实证主义来了
，linguistic philosophy 出来了
，and linguistic philosophy comes.
最后这一二十年呢
，but this is the last 20 years,
hermeneutics 变成最重要的
，hermeneutics become very important.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
同样一件事
，the same event,
你怎样解释
？How to interpret?
所以现在呢，解经的问题是很大。
So the problem of hermeneutics become a big problem now.
每个人都拿圣经。
Everyone take the Bible.
每个人说我信圣经。
Everyone say I believe in the Bible.
最糟糕的拿圣经，但是讲别的不讲圣经。
But he who carries the Bible may not preach the Bible.
讲他的梦，讲上帝对他讲话，这一本就拿做样子吧。
And take up the Bible and talk about his dreams.
神对我说话。
God spoke to me.
那这个呢
？What are these?
这是神对亚伯拉罕说话。
God spoke to Abraham and say.
不是对我说话。
Not to me.
那你怎么解释这本圣经
？How to interpret the Bible?
上帝说。
God say，
你吃的日子必定死。
The day when you die, you are going to die。
没有啊。
No, I did not die。
上帝说死，我没有死。
God say I'm dead, I'm not。
所以上帝说谎。
God must be lying。
你看呢？解经就解的变成上帝犯罪了。
So you interpret until you interpret God sin。
那么呢？撒旦说。
Satan said,
你吃的日子眼睛就亮起来了。
Then you eat yourself be brightened in the eyes.
当亚当吃了以后呢
？So when Adam ate,
眼睛就能亮起来。
Yes, truly was brightened in the eyes.
上帝的话不可靠，撒旦的话很可靠。
He said, God's way is not reliable. Satan's way is reliable.
上帝说死，我没有死。
God said, I should die. I'm not dying.
撒旦说亮，我就亮了。
And Satan said, I be brightened in my eyes. I'm brightened.
真的吗
？Is that true?
亚当眼睛亮了吗？
Did he get bright in his eyesight?
真的吗
？Is that true?
我问你呀、
啊。I'm asking you.
亚当眼睛亮了吗
？Really, he was more bright.
你越听我讲的越不敢回答了哈。
The more you listen, the more you cannot answer.
再答错就上他的当了
哈。I'll be deceived if you ever answer wrongly.
你不敢回答了。
So you cannot
answer. 亚当眼睛亮了吗
？Was he more bright?
我问他好了，亮了吗
？I want to ask him. Is 亮了吗？嗯、啊，
亮了吗？
亮了。
亮了，怎么亮法呢？
对，最亮。
啊他就看见自己赤身露体，所以
亮。So you see that he's naked.
看不见魔鬼了。
He cannot see Satan.
看见罪恶了。
See the sin.
看不见上帝。
He cannot see God.
看见自己的可怕。
See his own frightenedness.
所以为什么亮
？Why is he's bright?
亮些什么
？Bright in what?
解释不一样了。
Wrong interpretation.
所以呢，当你解经的时候
，So when you interpret,
你解错的时候
，When you're wrongly interpreting,
这是对启示论的第三大错。
It's the third great error to the doctrine of revelation.
现在我回到刚才那句话了。
Now I come back to the first statement.
耶和华见证人怎么样解释？那日他就死了。
Jehovah Witnesses, how do they interpret that on that day you should die?
他说呢，圣经说一日如千年，千年如一日。
The Bible says one day is equivalent to 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day.
所以你说的那日就被死了，就是不到一千年里面你就死了。
So which means on that day when you eat and not coming to 1,000 years, you should die.
所以亚当到930年就是那日他死了。
So 930 years Adam lived and he died on that day.
所以不是说你有没有圣经。
It doesn't mean that whether you have Bible or not.
你信圣经是上帝的话，
you
你怎样解释圣经
？But what? How do you interpret the Bible?
Okay, 请注意哈。这三大错误
，three big errors。
第一
，first，
不信圣经是上帝的话
；do not believe that the Bible is the word of God。
第二
，second，
不信圣经已经完全了
；do not believe that the Bible is complete。
第三
，the third，
随你自己的意识解释圣经
；interpreting according to your mind。
今天教会这么多派
，today there are many schools in the church。
其中一个原因是什么呢
？Why one of the reasons is
个人随自己的意识解释圣经
；people interpret according to their own fancies。
那么有的人就告诉你。
And people tell you,
你的教会没有圣灵
，Your church has no Holy
Spirit. 为什么呢
？Why?
你不能嘛
？Because you cannot
say. 你也不能嘛
？Because
you can't. 所以你不能就没有圣灵。
So because you can't, then you have no Holy Spirit.
什么叫有圣灵呢
？What is with Holy Spirit?
如果受圣灵的洗
，If you are baptized by Holy Spirit,
你一定会讲方言的。
You know how to speak in tongues.
你既然不会讲方言
，So since you cannot speak in tongues,
就不受圣灵的洗了。
You're not.
那么你要不要圣灵
？Do you want Holy Spirit?
我哪里说我不要圣灵？我当然要圣灵。
Of course, I want the Holy Spirit.
So reduce the echo, please. 你说我当然要圣灵。
Of course, I want the Holy Spirit. You say.
那么，如果我要圣灵
，If I want the Holy Spirit,
那我要教你讲方言。
Then I'll teach you to speak in tongues.
所以就产生了一个什么？我借着我会讲方言来告诉人我有圣灵，结果他就绝对不是追求圣灵，他是追求方言。免得人家说他没有圣灵。
So if through my ability to speak in tongues, you know, prove to others the Holy Spirit, which means you're not speaking, you're not seeking for Holy Spirit, you're seeking only for speaking tongues.
In order to show that you have the Holy Spirit,
为了证明说你有圣灵。
那么你说为什么要追求方言呢
？Then why am I seeking for the speaking tongues?
因为方言是圣灵洗一个人的证据。
Because speaking tongues is the evidence that one has been baptized by the Holy Spirit.
你说圣经这么讲吗
？Is that say in the Bible?
没有这些讲啊。
Not directly, you say.
但是
，But then，
当五旬节圣灵降临的时候
，When at Pentecost when Holy Spirit descended，
他们就讲方言。
They spoke in tongues.
当保罗按手的时候
，When Paul laid hand，
以弗所教会的人就讲方言。
The Ephesians said they spoke in tongues.
彼得祷告的时候
，When Peter prayed，
他们就讲方言。
They spoke in tongues.
所以这表示讲方言就是圣灵的洗的记号
，which means to speak in tongues is here as a sign of that you're being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
你不要忘记
，Don't forget，
当彼得在这一个第八章，在这一个撒玛利亚的那里。给他们按手。
When this Peter in Samaria laying hand to those people,
圣灵降下来
，and the Holy Spirit came.
但是他们没有讲方言。
They did not speak in tongues.
所以你不可绝对化，不是绝对的。
So you cannot absolutize something which is not absolute.
那怎么办呢？
Now what to do now?
那我要问一个问题。
So I want to ask a question.
圣灵的洗是什么？
The baptism of Holy Spirit, what's the meaning?
圣灵的洗就是叫我讲方言。
And which means to speak in tongues.
真的吗？
Is that true?
那这个就是表示你解经的时候，你跳到一个完全不是原来的意义的。
Which means in interpretation, you leap to something which is not the original meaning of the Bible.
洗是为什么？
To be baptized for the purpose.
洗是为了什么？
To be baptized for the purpose.
你洗为什么？
You are baptized. What's the purpose?
So basic and you don't know. 你洗衣服要做什么？
Why you want to wash your clothes?
你洗澡要做什么？
Why you want to take bath?
是为了口才更好。
To be more eloquent.
你洗是为了洁净。大家说，洗是为了要洁净。
To be cleansed.
洗是为了呀，洁净。
That has to be cleansed.
那我们为什么要用肥皂来洗呢？
Why is that we use soap to clean?
因为肥皂可以除去污迹。
Because it has a cleansing power to the dirt.
为什么用水洗呢？
Why use the water to clean?
洗可以，水可以冲去灰尘。
Because it can wash away the dirt.
那我们为什么要圣灵洗呢？
Why is that we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是圣洁。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Holiness.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。那么我现在问，圣灵启示圣经。
The Holy Spirit reviewed the Bible.
你清楚了。
You clear?
启示结束了。
And the revelation is complete.
那么圣灵除了启示。
And after the revelation.
圣灵是重生人的。
The Holy Spirit regenerate us.
圣灵怎么重生人？
How did he regenerate us?
圣灵重生的人。
The one who is regenerated by Holy Spirit.
叫做圣徒。
Because he become a saint.
为什么叫做圣徒？
Why I call him a saint?
因为圣洁的灵使他成为圣洁。
Because the Holy Spirit enable him to become a holy person.
大家说，圣洁的灵使他成为圣徒。The Holy Spirit makes you a saint. The Holy Spirit makes you a holy people.
圣灵使我们成为圣徒。
The Holy Spirit makes you.To be the holy child of God.
圣灵使我们成为神迹的圣洁儿女。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以这个圣洁的工作。
So this work of holiness and purification.
圣灵的工作。
Is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的洗。
So the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就是把罪人。
Which is the sinner.
洗净了。
Has been cleansed.
成为圣徒。
Become a saint.
大家说，圣灵把罪人洗净。成为圣徒，你们要悔改。
So you must repent.
奉主的名受洗。
In the name of Christ, you must be baptized.
洗去你们的罪。
And cleanse your sins.
所以你们的罪都赦免。
Your sins are forgiven.
你们就领受所应许的圣灵。
So you receive the promised Holy Spirit.
好，当一个人悔改的时候。
Or when a person repent,
他到底是悔改以后才有圣灵呢？
And after he repented, then he has Holy Spirit.
我是圣灵工作，他才悔改。
Or it is because the Holy Spirit worked, and that's why he repents.
两个方向
，two directions.
第一个方向
，the first.
圣灵若不做工
，if the Holy Spirit doesn't work,
他看不见神的圣洁
，he cannot see the holiness of God.
他如果看不见神的圣洁
，if he cannot see the holiness of God,
他是看不见自己的污秽
，he cannot see his own filthiness.
如果看不见自己的污秽
，if he cannot see his own filthiness,
他没有感觉到自己需要悔改
，he doesn't feel the need of repentance.
他没有感觉到需要悔改
，and he doesn't feel the need of repentance.
就不会求。主赦免他。
And you're going to ask for the forgiving.
这是从人这一方面。
From man's perspective.
从神那一方面。
From God's perspective.
神赐下圣灵。
God has given the Holy Spirit.
神借着圣道。
And through the Holy Word.
神光照他的心。
God illuminates his heart.
神洁净他。
God cleanses him.
使他有新的眼光。
That he has a new sight.
然后神就把他的罪除掉了。
And then his sins forgiven.
看哪，上帝的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去罪人，世人罪孽。
And who take over the sin of man.
圣灵赐下来
，When Holy Spirit
感动人成为圣洁
，To touch our hearts and become the saints，
我们需要悔改
，So we need to repent。
我们怎么需要悔改呢
？Why is that we need repentance？
连悔改的心也是上帝赐下的
，Even the heart of repentance given by God。
连悔改的心也是上帝赐下的
，Even the heart of repentance given by God。
不是你主动的
，Not that you take initiative。
圣灵感动你使你悔改。
But when he touches, then we repent.
这个记载在使徒行传第五章三十一、三十二节。
In Acts 5:30-31.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
现在我们回头来看。
Now as we come back,
那么圣灵怎样施行救恩
？How that Holy Spirit applies salvation to us?
圣灵怎样使一个人可以得新的生命
？How that we can receive new life?
圣灵施行救恩的时候
，The Holy Spirit when it applies salvation to us,
一步
，The first.
他使你听懂上帝的话语
That enable you to understand the word of God
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
当上帝的福音传给你的时候
When God's gospel is being preached
圣灵就开始光照你的思想
The Holy Spirit illuminate your mind
圣经从来没有说圣灵工作的结果人变成神志不清理性模糊
The Bible never said that when Holy Spirit start to work men become confused in their mind
耶稣说什么
What did Jesus say?
只等圣灵来了
When Holy Spirit comes
真理的灵来了
The Spirit of truth comes
他要使你们想起
You enable to recollect
我对你们讲过的话
What I've spoken to you
所以 Holy Spirit enable you to rethink to remember to recallWhat had been spoken by Jesus to you?
圣灵就使我们能够回想耶稣所向我们讲过的话，
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning?
圣灵使你的思想明白上帝的道。
The Holy Spirit enables your mind to understand the word of God.
圣灵引导人的理性。
So to guide our reasoning power.
这是第一样。
That's the first.
请问。
I ask,
你们参加聚会的时候
When you come to meetings,
有没有更明白上帝的话
Do you understand the word of God more?
有没有哦原来是这样的
Oh, such the way
我更明白了
Now I understand
是这样的
Such the manner
神的道我现在清楚了
I'm not clear with the word of God
这就是圣灵引导你的思想
And that's the way the Holy Spirit guides your mind
亲爱的朋友
My dear friends
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ
上帝造你跟造牛马猪狗不一样
God has created you differently from the cows and the pigs
他们没有头脑的
They don't have the mind
他们不能想上帝的话
They cannot think about God
上帝造你的理性做什么
God created your spirituality What's the purpose
最重要的
The first
不是要你每天想每天多少马来西亚钱多少
Not to make how much money you
Nasdaq 多少
Not the
恒生指数多少
And about the Nikkei About the KISE
Dow Jones 多少
And Dow Jones
不是
No
要你想真理
But to think about the truth
是人的理性
So man's reasoning power
为神的真理
Is created for the sake of God's word
只有撒旦才叫你的理性模糊
Only Satan will confuse your mind.
邪灵才叫你的思想抹杀。
The evil spirit will kill your mind.
圣灵来了。
When Holy Spirit comes,
使你想起耶稣的话。
Enable you to think and recollect the word of Jesus.
这一次讲座完了以后。
And after this speech preaching here,
你要更明白什么叫做圣灵的工作。
You understand more about the work of Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
光照。
Illuminate.
引导。
Guides.
理性。
Your reasoning power.
使理性。
So your reasoning power
归回真理
to return to the truth.
Amen. 你有没有经历这个事啊
？Have you experienced this?
这两天经历这个事了吗
？This 2 days have you experienced that?
第二样
The second.
当你明白
When you understand,
你醒过来了
You realize.
第二样
The second.
圣灵就引导你的感情，使你爱真理。
The Holy Spirit will touch your emotions so you love His word.
一个人听了道不爱真理。这是错误的。
If a man after he heard the word of God, he doesn't love the word of God, it's wrong.
一个人听了道以后，不但明白真理，他已经爱慕真理。
When a man has heard the word of God, not only that he understands, he also want to love the word of God.
原来上帝的道是这样的。
Such is the word of God, he said.
我多买几本。
I want to buy more books.
我多读多读圣经。
Read more books.
我多与人家讨论。
And also discuss more with people.
爱真理。
You desire the word of God.
这是第二样。
This is the second.
第三样。
The third.
圣灵来了。
Holy Spirit comes.
你明白真理。
You understand the truth.
你爱真理哦。
You love the truth.
你就愿意顺服真理。
You want to be obedient to the word.
引导你的意志。
And it will guide your volition.
The Holy Spirit guides your reasoning.
它圣灵乃是引导我们的理性。
Holy Spirit guides your emotion.
它是引导我们的感情。
Holy Spirit guides your will.
那是引导我们的这个意志
，cause you to understand the truth，
使我们能够了解真理
；cause you to love the truth，
使我们能够爱真理
；cause you to submit yourself to to the truth.
使我们能够遵行真理。
And cause you to walk the truth.
使我们能够遵行真理。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样你的理智、情感、意志就回到真理。
So your mind, your emotion, your will come back now, return to God.
第二样。
The second.
当你明白真理的时候。
When you understand the word.
你发现圣灵就荣耀耶稣基督。
You see that the Holy Spirit glorified Jesus.
原来耶稣基督就是那真理的主宰。
Because Jesus is the subjectivity of the truth.
为你死，为你复活。
He died for you, he resurrected for you.
所以一个受圣灵感动的人
，So for one who is touched by the Holy Spirit，
他一定心就归向这位为他死、为他复活的耶稣基督。
So he and now his heart will return back to the one who died for him, who resurrected for him。
唐牧师，你根据什么
？Based on what he said，
根据耶稣的话。
According to what Jesus said，
圣灵来了
，Holy Spirit come，
他要荣耀我
，You glorify me。
圣灵在教会里面的工作是使人荣耀基督，不是。荣耀圣灵自己。
In the church, the Holy Spirit comes so they're going to glorify Himself, but glorify Christ Jesus.
Holy Spirit is not given in order to glorify Holy Spirit Himself, but to glorify Jesus Christ.
圣灵被赐下来不是为了荣耀圣灵本身，而是为了荣耀基督。
为什么要荣耀基督呢
？Why to glorify Jesus?
因为耶稣曾经受过不应该受的羞辱。
Because Jesus has been mocked, insulted, whereby he does not deserve.
所以上帝要他的儿子被荣耀起来。
So God wants his son to be glorified.
而没有一个人能够荣耀基督。
And no one can glorify Jesus enough.
上帝自己的灵亲自到世界上来荣耀基督。
So God's Spirit came himself to glorify Jesus.
耶稣受的羞辱太大。
The insult that The place on Jesus is so great.
他是神来做人。
He's God who became man.
本有神的形象变成奴仆。
Having the image of God now become a servant.
圣者替代罪身的形状。
The Holy One but take on the punishment of man.
义的受不义的审判。
The righteous one to be judged by the unrighteous.
创造天地万物的主被挂在十字架。
The Creator of heaven and earth now being nailed on the cross.
这位无罪的救主为我们流血。
The sinner's cry now shed his blood for us.
他受了太不公义的审判。
He such an undeserving and righteous judgment he received.
受了太大的侮辱。
And also such great insult that he had.
受了太深的痛苦。
And such great sorrow that he experienced.
耶稣这样羞耻被挂在木头上。
And such shameful way he was near the cross.
很可能他们把所有的衣服都剥开了。
Maybe they stripped him also.
让他赤身露体受羞辱。为你为我死。
So nakedly he was being insulted, and for your sake, my sake, he was nailed to the cross.
圣父在耶稣钉十字架的时候。
And God the Father, when Christ Jesus was nailed to the cross.
没有四天打开。
And he didn't open the heaven.
没有为他讲话。
Didn't speak on his
behalf. 也没有说这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
Didn't say that this is my beloved son, you must listen to him.
更没有说我的儿子啊，我要荣耀你。
And didn't even say that my son, I want to glorify you.
让他孤苦伶仃，为我们钉死，直到流尽他的血。
And so lonely he himself had to bear our sin and shed his blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
可以这样吗
？Can it be so?
耶稣永远这样吗
？Then forever?
耶稣说不。
No.
When Holy Spirit comes down,
当圣灵来的时候
，He will glorify.
他要荣耀我，
所以一个聚会好不好
？So for a meeting is it good? Is it good meeting?
你要看不是哪一种灵恩被高举，
you、
是被钉十字架的耶稣有没有被荣耀起
？You don't want to see the what kind of gift is being glorified, but rather whether Christ Jesus has been glorified.
圣灵来不是要荣耀圣灵
，because the Holy Spirit comes to glorify the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来是荣耀基督
，but to glorify Jesus Christ.
这是第二样。
That's the second.
第三样。
The third.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit comes.
就使你为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子。
And for the sake of sin, righteousness, and judgment, you want to rebuild yourself.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果不这样做的话
，Because if that's so,
人的宇宙中间的位格际的关系永远是混乱。
Then the interpersonal relationship in the whole world will be confused.
请你注意听下面的几句话。
Listen to these few statements.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
圣灵来了。
Holy Spirit comes.
要叫世界上的人
，so that people of the world
为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
For the sake of sin, righteousness, and judgment, they will rebuild their own self.
你说我明白了
，I understand now.
因为我有很多罪
，because I many sins.
所以圣灵来，我就责备我犯罪，我犯罪，我有奸淫的罪，我有恨淫的罪，我有犯奸淫的罪，我有什么罪？不是的
，No.
耶稣说什么
？Jesus said,
为罪、
for sin?
为什么呢？
What?
因为他们不信。
Because they don't believe in me.
圣灵来了。
Holy Spirit comes.
要叫人为义自己的责备自己。
And rebuild yourself because of righteousness.
义怎么样责备自己呢？
How come righteousness will rebuild yourself?
这个比畏罪自己这辈子更难明白。
It's more difficult to understand that you rebuild yourself for the sin.
我如果义，我为什么这辈子
？If I'm righteous, why should I rebuild myself?
不明白。
I don't understand.
第三
，the third，
为审判
，for the sin, 这辈子 you rebuild yourself.
那么审判就是上帝审判我。怎么会我这辈子呢？
But judging it must be God who judge myself. How can I review myself for judgment?
这三句话是越来越不容易明白的。
So these three words more and more difficult to understand.
所以耶稣自己要解释了。
So Jesus must interpret himself.
当我19岁的时候
，When I was 19,
我读这段圣经，我莫名其妙。
I read this statement, I cannot understand.
我越想越乱，越想越乱。
The more I think, the more confused I am.
当我20多岁的时候
，When I was 20+,
神给我一个光照。
God illuminate me.
啊，使我明白。
I understand.
那一天我大哭。
And I cry on that.
我知道圣灵做什么工。
I know what kind of work the Holy Spirit does.
请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit comes.
叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子。
So man that for the sake of sin, righteousness, and judgment will rebuke himself.
为罪。
For sin.
因为他们不信我。
Because they don't believe in me.
为义。
For righteousness,
我往父那里去。
Because I return back to the Father.
为审判。
For judgment.
因为这世界的王已经受了审判。
Because the king of this world is being judged.
哎，我不明白这句话什么意思。
I don't understand what's the meaning of the statement.
我发现了一个重要的关头。
来 ，important the key to understand.
这里所讲的是什么
？What does it say here?
不是行为的问题。
Not conduct.
世界上的法律。
Because the law of the world.
讲到罪的时候
，When you talk about sin,
就你犯法
，You go against the law.
犯了第几条
？Which law?
犯了第几条
？Which article?
你的行为
，And your conduct.
你的行为
，Your conduct.
你行为不对
，It's wrong.
这里不谈行为的
，Here is nothing about conduct.
这里谈什么呢
？What is it?
也不是谈位分的问题
，Not about position.
这里谈关系的问题
，Talking about relationship.
所以这个很吸引我。
So this attack on.
原来在这里我们找到只有圣灵可以把位跟地的关系做一个总调整。
That only in this way the Holy Spirit can readjust our interpersonal relationship.
为什么呢
？What do you mean?
畏罪是因为他们不信我。
For the sake of this sin, because they don't believe in me.
这是人与圣子关系的错误。
That is a wrong relationship of man and Holy Son.
畏义是因为我往父那里去。
For righteousness sake, because I return back to God.
这是表示圣子与圣父之间人了解的关系的错误。
And there's a wrong understanding of man between the relationship of the Holy Son and God the Father.
第三
，the third，
畏义。为审判
，for judgment，
是因为这世界的王受了审判。
Because the king of the world is being judged，
这是表示圣子与撒旦之间的关系，人认识上的错误。
Which is a wrong understanding of man between the relationship of the Son and also Satan。
那你说错误在哪里呢
？Where is the wrong？
我请你注意听下面的话。
Pay attention 啊！
我们还没有信耶稣以前
，before we become Christians，
我们认为自己是有义的，耶稣是有罪。
We thought that we are righteous and Jesus sinful。
我为什么要信耶稣？
Why must I believe in Jesus?
他也是一个被钉十字架的人。
意思说，我宁愿
我做了很多好事。
I have done.
我凭良心做事。
I do according to my conscience.
对，我与耶稣是没有关系。
So I have don't have any relationship with Jesus.
我不需要信他。
I do not have to believe in him.
我们与圣子的关系是错误。
So our relationship with the Son is wrong.
第二样。
The second.
耶稣与上帝的关系。
Relationship of God the Son and the Father.
他如果是好人，上帝怎么让他被挂在木头上
？If he is a good man, why is God allow him to be nailed on the cross?
上帝怎么让他这样凄惨的死
？That he died pitifully.
一定他有什么毛病
？He must have something wrong.
所以只与父之间的关系，我们也是乱的。
So there's confusion for us to understand the relationship of the Son and the Father.
甚至与魔鬼的关系
，and the relationship of the Son and Satan.
算了。
Oh, never mind.
反正这撒旦的力量这么大
，and the Satan's power is so great.
连基督也受罪人审判，没有办法。
Even Jesus is judged by the sinners.
所以呢，罪
罪人审判耶稣。
So the sinner judged Jesus.
耶稣是受审判者。
And he is the one to be judged.
这个世界罪恶这么大，魔鬼是没有人可以控制他了，连神也没有办法。
Sin is so great in the world, no one can control Satan, even God cannot control him.
你知道我们就这样活了几十年吗？
You know, for 10 or 20 years, we live such a manner.
我们感到自己很好。
We thought you are good.
感到耶稣是受审判。
Then Jesus being judged.
耶稣是被定罪。
Jesus is nailed on the cross.
我是义的。
I'm the righteous.
耶稣是罪的。
Jesus is sinner.
基督是得罪上帝的。
Christ is go against God.
上帝是把他丢弃。
And God has discussed
him. 撒旦是得胜的。
And Satan
is overwhelmed. 耶稣是不得胜的。
Jesus is not winning.
世界都是一样的。
And the world is the same.
黑暗的世界就是这样的。
And that's the dark world.
我们就贪污下去。
So we continue to be
corrupt. 我们犯罪下去。
We continue to sin.
我们就不信下去。
We continue to disbelieve.
我们对宇宙关系所有都混乱。
So the universal relationship, we are all confused.
这到什么时候？
Until when?
直到圣灵来。
Until Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵来了告诉你什么？
The Holy Spirit comes to tell you what?
你最大的罪。
The greatest sin that you have.
不是赌博。
Not gambling.
不是奸淫。
Not adultery.
是你拒绝耶稣基督。
That you reject Jesus Christ.
因为他是义者，你是罪。
Because the righteous one, you are a sinner.
第二样。
The second.
耶稣基督回到父那里去。
Jesus returned back to the Father.
这表示他不是罪人。
Which means he is not sinner.
如果他是罪人，父不会接纳他。
If he's a sinner, God will not accept him.
他是义者，所以他才能回去。
He's a righteous one, that's why he go back to God.
第三样。
The third.
撒旦不是得胜。
Satan is not prevailing.
这世界的王已经受了审判。
Because this king of the world has been judged.
基督虽然被定。
Even though Jesus was nailed.
他已经审判了撒旦。
He has rejected Satan.
只有圣灵才能把这个关系整个调整过来。
Only the Holy Spirit can readjust all this wrong relationship.
我关于这一点，单单这几句话，我需要一两个钟头讲。
I need 1 or 2 hours to explore on this.
我们没有时间了。
But we don't have time.
今天晚上我就要结束了。
Tonight I'm going to end the meeting.
当圣灵这样调整宇宙关系的时候
，When the Holy Spirit readjusts the relationship of the universe,
你才可能第一次流眼泪说：“主啊，我是罪人，你是义者。”只有我相信你，我才能被称义。
Then only you can confess I'm a sinner, you are a righteous one. Only believing in you, I can be saved.
就当圣灵这样调整关系的时候
，Only when Holy Spirit work in such a manner for the relationship,
你再看撒旦算什么
？Then you say what is Satan?
这位被定死的耶稣有一天要审判世界。
The Jesus will nail on the cross one day to judge the whole world.
最先调整、成功、明白的是谁？
And who is the one who is being, first being adjusted?
是十字架上得救的强盗。
The thief on the cross.
他突然间发现。
Suddenly he will discover.
这位被钉十字架的耶稣。
This one who is being nailed on the cross.
有一天要德国降临。
One day he will have his kingdom come.
审判万有的。
With just all people.
所以他说耶稣啊。
He said Jesus.
求你在落言的时候你要纪念我。
So when you come with the kingdom, remember me in the paradise.
德国降临的时候你不要忘记。
When you have the kingdom, do not forget me.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你。”
Jesus said, "Truly I tell you."
今日你与我一同在乐园。
Today you will be with me in the paradise.
亲爱的弟兄
，My dear brothers and sisters，
你看过？
You
你知道圣灵这个工作吗
？Do you know the work of Holy Spirit？
为什么今天教会讲圣灵工作，就是圣灵工作
？Why is that when you talk about the work of Holy Spirit, you're shaking？
你不要笑
，Do not laugh。
21st century。
21st century.
如果没有人靠圣灵的大能好好把真理的福音传开
，If there's no one to expound the word clearly through the working of Holy Spirit,
教会借着今天这种的复兴
，And this kind of revival that you have today,
不能长久
，It will not last.
一定枯干
，It will dry.
那是复兴的现象，不是真正的复兴的本质。
It's only about the phenomena of revival, not the true essence of revival.
真正的复兴
，the true revival，
回到真理。
It must return to the Bible.
真正的复兴
，the true revival，
过圣洁的生活。
And how holy life you live.
真正的复兴
，and true revival，
清楚明白圣灵怎么做。
Clearly you know what is the work of Holy Spirit.
不是随便接受的
，not to accept in any way.
当你真的悔改的时候
，when you truly repent，
你把自己从前当作义人，现在知道你是罪人。
Yes, you deem yourself a righteous one. Now you deem that you are sinner.
你从前知道以为耶稣是有罪被定死的，知道他是义者。
In the past, you thought that Jesus was nailed on the cross because he's sinful, but now you know he's a righteous one.
你在往复那里
？You return back to the Father.
你从前以为撒旦是有最大势力，你知道他是受审判了。
In the past, you thought that Satan is very powerful. Now you know that he's been judged.
你承认基督是万王之主。
You acknowledge Christ is King of Kings.
你就做一个信主的人。
And then you become a believer.
圣灵是这样做工，把这个位分转过来。
Such is the work of Holy Spirit to turn our relationship.
然后你说主啊
，And you say Lord，
我称你为主。
I want to confess you as Lord.
这些弄清楚了以后
，When all this is clear，
圣灵就感动你，口称耶稣为主。
The Holy Spirit will touch your heart so that confess with your lips that Christ Jesus is Lord.
最后一段
，And the last statement，
耶稣为主。
Jesus is Lord，
不是口头上的话语
，Not something from the lips。
耶稣为主
，Jesus is Lord，
是表示你愿意把你的生命完完全全委身在他的主。
Which you totally want to commit your life to His sovereignty。
耶稣为主
，Jesus is Lord，
是表示你为他死，你也不愿意离开他。
Even though you die for Him, you're not leaving。
保罗说
，Paul said，
若不是被圣灵感动。
If it is not the moving of the Holy Spirit,
没有人称耶稣为主。
No one can confess Jesus as Lord.
圣灵使人把主权交给耶稣基督。
So Holy Spirit caused us to place our sovereignty to God.
保罗说
，Paul said,
你的口里称耶稣为主。
If you confess Jesus with lips,
心里相信上帝叫他服侍你。
In your heart, you believe that He is resurrected by God.
救必得救。
You will be saved.
对谁讲
？To hope that He saved.
对罗马人讲。
To the Romans.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在罗马帝国。
Because in the Roman Empire.
谁不称凯撒皇帝为主，他就砍头。
Anyone who does not acknowledge that Caesar is Lord, he will be hated.
保罗对罗马人说。
And Paul told the Romans.
不是凯撒。
Not Caesar.
你们称耶稣为主。
You must acknowledge Christ Jesus as Lord.
罗马说不。
Romans say no.
称耶稣为主，你就杀死。
If you confess Jesus is Lord, you must be hated.
保罗说
，Paul said,
你称耶稣为主，你就得救。
Confess Jesus is Lord, you must be saved.
什么意思
？What is the meaning?
当圣灵感动的时候
，When the Holy Spirit touch you,
一个人就知道信仰重要到一个地步，就是为耶稣死，我还是承认他做我的救主。
Then you know that faith is so important, even to die for His sake, I'll confess Jesus as my Lord.
今天极端灵恩派的
，Today the extreme charismatic,
他不是叫你背十字架。
They want to ask you to carry a cross.
而且信耶稣
，believe in Jesus.
你就成功
，then you'll be successful.
你就发财
，you have wealth.
你就顺利
，then you'll be smooth sailing.
我告诉你，那是圣灵的工作吗
？Is that the work of Holy Spirit?
与圣经的教训是不一样。
It's not compatible with the teaching of the Bible.
成功生锈
，the success theology.
丰富生锈
，the wealth theology.
看起来可以使教会兴旺起来
，look as if you can revive the church.
结果使你的灵性枯干下
，but then you're dry in the spirituality.
外面成功。物质丰富
，your abundance，
你的心灵贫穷下去。
But in your heart is so poor。
保罗说
，Paul say，
若不是圣灵感动
，if it is not the Holy Spirit，
没有人称耶稣为主。
No one can confess Jesus as Lord。
圣灵感动的时候
，when Holy Spirit touches you，
你为了承认耶稣是主
，because you want to confess Jesus as Lord，
你连为主死你也敢。
Even if you have to die for Jesus' sake， you're willing。
当你到这个地步的时候
，when you come to such state，
圣灵接近了。
The Holy Spirit cleanses you.
使你成为圣徒。
You become a saint.
圣灵的洗就在你身上。
You cleanse you and baptize you.
明天晚上。
Tomorrow night.
我要讲圣灵怎样洗。
How that Holy Spirit baptize you.
是谁洗。
Who baptize.
然后我们洗以后。
After we baptize.
他怎么引导我们。
How did it guide our life.
我们今天讲到这个地方。
We'll stop here tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Bow head.
我们大家一同打开圣经罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8.
我们从第十四节读到第十六节
Reading from verses 14 to 16.
罗马书第八章我们从第十四节念到第十六节
Romans chapter 8. Reading from verse 14 to 16.
翻到我请弟兄们读第十四节姐妹们读第十五节第十六节大家一同开声来读弟兄们念第十四节一二三因为凡被上帝的灵引导的都是上帝的儿子你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕所受的乃是儿子的心因此我们的父叫阿爸父第十六节圣灵与我们的心同证我们是上帝的儿女这一次圣灵与我们的心同证我们是上帝的儿女或者原文可以这样翻译圣灵与我们的灵一同证明我们是上帝的儿女第十七节我用中文读李博士用英文翻译既是儿女便是后世就是上帝的后世和基督同作后世如果我们与他一同受苦也必和他 一同的荣耀。
Verse 17, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him.
我们再次低头祷告。
So we pray again.
主啊，我们已经打开你的圣书，我们打开你的话语，恳求如今打开我们的思想，打开我们的心，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你。阿门。我们在过去两天的时间提到了圣灵的位格，圣灵在三位一体神中间所做的工作，圣灵与我们的关系。
For the last night, we have mentioned about person and the work of the Holy Spirit and His relationship with us.
圣父、圣子、圣灵、圣经、圣徒。
And also the Holy Father, Holy Son, the Holy Spirit, Holy Bible, and Holy Saint.
圣灵要荣耀基督。
And also the Holy Spirit will glorify Christ.
圣灵把圣父、圣子要我们明白的真理启示给使徒同先知。
And also the Holy Spirit revealed to the saints so that we can understand the things that God and the Son want us to understand.
所以圣灵是圣经的真正的作者。
So the Holy Spirit is the true author of the Bible.
那么圣灵借着圣经的道，使我们被生在神的国度里。
So the Holy Spirit through the Holy Word regenerate us into the kingdom of God.
圣灵赐给我们新的生命，使我们成为神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit gives us new life so that we become the children of God.
人若不是从圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。
Except a man is born by Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们因为圣灵的工作，我们明白神的话语。
So because of the work of Holy Spirit, we can understand the word of God.
因为我们圣灵的工作，我们成为神的儿女。
And because of the work of Holy Spirit, we become also the children of God.
因为圣灵的工作，我们从罪人变成圣徒。
And also because of the work of Holy Spirit, from sinner we become saints.
我们信圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝。
So we believe God who is triune God, Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们透过圣经，唯独圣经，我们持守神要我们持守的真理同信仰。
It is only through the Bible that we keep our faith and also our belief.
我们也与全世界万国、万族、万民中间。一同被重生的人，以圣徒建立了神的国，一同来敬拜侍奉我们的主。
As together with all the saints in the whole world that believe in Christ Jesus, we together serve the Lord and in His kingdom.
昨天晚上我们特别加重启示论的重要。
And last night we emphasized on the importance of doctrine of revelation.
撒旦怎样动摇教会呢
？The Satan how did he shake the foundation of the church?
撒旦怎样混乱圣徒呢
？The how did he confuse the saints?
就是从启示论的错误开始。
It begins from the errors of our doctrine of revelation.
上帝是使人安静，不是叫人混乱。
God is the one who keeps us silent, not in confusion.
今天教会乱到这个地步
，Today the church is confused.
是从对启示论的错误认识开始。
Because it begins from the error of understanding of the doctrine of revelation.
我们提到几种错误的启示论的认识。
And we brought up our view understanding with the misunderstanding, the error of doctrine of revelation.
第一
，The first
is 不信圣。圣经是上帝的启示。
You don't believe that the Bible is the revelation of God.
第二
，The second,
是信圣经之外有其他那些的启示。
To believe that other than the Bible there's other revelation.
第三
，The third,
以私意、随意、断章取义解释圣经，误解上帝的启示。
That's according to our mind, we misinterpret the Bible.
今天如果许多人在这三种中间掉下错误里面
Today, if members have fallen into this kind of errors
又用这种的错误来教导教会的话
And using this kind of error to teach the church
那么教会前途是黑暗的
Then the future of the church is dim
我们一定是混乱的
Then also be confused
很可惜的这些人还是以基督徒的名义自居
And these people still call themselves Christians
挂上教会的招牌
And also they have a place called a church
自称教会的领袖
And call themselves leader of the church
他们说讲的与神所启示的道是相违背的。
What they have taught and what the Bible has said is contradicting.
他们要人经历一些不是圣灵启示在圣经里面要我们明白的真理。
And they also want people to experience things that the Holy Spirit doesn't want us to experience and believe in the Bible.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something pitiful.
有一个人对我说：“汤姆斯，你喜欢讲教义，但是很多的教会喜欢讲那些实用的道理。
”And the people said, Dr. Tong, you like to speak doctrine, but
lot of people want to speak only on practical truth.
你知道有很多的实际的事情我们需要知道的，但你常常讲教义的问题。
You know, there are many practical things that we need to know, but you only talk about doctrines.
他们以为这样可以改变我。
They thought they can change me.
我问他说什么叫做实际的东西。
Then I asked them what are things which are practical.
就是日常生活啊。
Things in the daily life.
真的他们讲实际的日常生活的事情吗？
Is it true that they talk about practical life?
如果真是讲实际日常生活的事情
，If that is true, they talk about practical things in their daily life.
而且又是照着圣经的原则来讲理
，And teaching according to principle of the Bible.
我就为他感谢上帝
，And I thank them on their behalf.
但是今天的许多的东西根本也不是神的话所应许的，更不是圣经所记载的，更不是圣灵所引导的事情。
But we know the matter of things that they teach is not what is promised and written in the Bible.
但是好像像圣经所讲的
，But it looks like.They are biblical.
圣经什么时候叫我们倒在地上
？And where did the Bible teach that we should be slain and fall back?
圣经什么时候告诉我们圣灵会杀人
？That the Holy Spirit was slain.
We slain people.
圣
经什么时候告诉我们人会神志不清
？Why does the Bible say that we be confused in mind?
所以不但不是实际的
，Not only are these not practical,
更不是神的道所教导的。
And they are not something caused by the Word of God.
所以我大声疾呼 ，These teachings are non-biblical and non-Christian.
所以我大声来呼吁说，这个不是圣经的教导，也不是基督的教导。
我们要回到上帝面前。
We got to come back to the Bible.
圣经的教导很清楚地告诉我们
，The teaching of the Bible is so clear.
神永恒的旨意
，The eternal will of God.
以及在地上的成全
，and upon a complete accomplishment upon the earth，
以后在他所拣选的身上的施行
，and also being applied on those who have been chosen，
神永恒的旨意
，and the eternal will of God，
历史上的成全
，the accomplishment in history，
每一个时代的施行
，and now all generations being applied。
我们大家再讲一次，一二三，神永恒的旨意，历史上的成全，及每一个时代的施行。The will of God in eternity, the accomplishment of salvation in history, and application in every generation. 这是父子圣灵真正做的工作。
So this is the true work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
从救赎论来说
，from the doctrine of salvation,
圣父预备救恩
，and God the Father prepares salvation.
圣子什么？完成救恩
，and God the Son accomplishes
圣灵什么
，and God the Holy Spirit
施行救恩
，applies it。
所以什么叫做实际的
？What is something practical？
从圣经的原则
，from the principle of the Bible，
从我归正神学的看法
，from the Reformed perspective。
Anything promised in the Bible which can be experienced by the Christians， those things should be called practical。
任何圣经里面所应许的是我们基督徒能够知悉的就是实际的
我可以经历的神应许的神旨意中间的道那些可经历的都应当是实际
What is promised What you can experience Those things are practical
我们可以得救吗
Can we be saved
可以吗
Can we
我们可以有信仰吗
Can we have faith
我们可以领受圣灵吗
Can we receive the Holy Spirit
我们可以过圣洁的生活吗
？Can we have a holy life？
可以不可以
？Can we？
这些都是实际的。
All these are practical。
你离开神的应许，不愿意照圣经的真理去经历神，你所有的实际都是与神的国没有关系。
When you leave the promise of God, you don't want to do according to what God has promised, then you are not practical.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord。
当我们用这些的原则来讲道的时候
，When we preach according to this principle，
虽然起初听的时候喊到好像很艰难
，Even though in the beginning it looks it's very difficult to understand，
许多人听进去了以后
，But when people have heard into their heart，
他发现他可以经历了在属灵的生命里面伟大的神丰富的奥。
They know that they can fully experience the spirituality, the abundance and richness of God.
然后我们用这些属灵的原则装备自己，在回到社会去生活的时候，我们可以为主发光，我们可以传出神永恒旨意的信息。
Then we equip ourselves with this kind of principle of God and go into the society and shine out and preach forth the word of God.
我们昨天提到启示论错误的认识影响教会是何等可怕的事。
And the last time we say it's so horrifying that the
misunderstanding of doctrine of revelation will make chaos in the church.
最后我们就提到了圣灵怎么样引导一个罪人变成圣徒。
And then later we talk about how the Holy Spirit guide a person so that from a sinner they become a saint.
圣灵不先告诉你你有罪，你有罪，不是这样。
The Holy Spirit doesn't say first that you have sinned, you have sinned, you have sinned.
圣灵是高举耶稣基督。
But God then lift up high Jesus Christ.
圣灵以基督为人死而复活的见证图见证。
So that he will testify together with us the resurrection of Christ Jesus as a witness.
那么一个人为基督做见证的时候
，If a man testify for the Lord's sake，
为什么圣灵要与他同工呢
？Why does the Holy Spirit work together with him？
这个见证的人顺从上帝，所以上帝差遣圣灵与他同工。
Because the one who testifies is obedient to God, and that's why God sent the Holy Spirit to work together with him.
彼得说：“我们为这事做见证。”
Peter said that we are witnesses for this thing.
上帝所赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。
And those who receive the Holy Spirit are submissive to the Holy Spirit also testify together with this.
所以教会不要怕神不同工。
So the church do not be afraid that God will not work together with us.
教会不要怕如果不派人到韩国不会复兴。
Do not be afraid that if you don't send people to Korea we cannot be revived.
不要怕不派人到新加坡不会复兴。
Do not be afraid that if you don't send people to Singapore we cannot be revived.
不要怕不走阿根廷的路线不会复兴。
And also do not be afraid that if we don't walk in the way of Argentina we cannot be revived.
如果教会遵行神的旨意
if the church emphasize on the will of God
好好把主的福音的道传开
and preach the word of God very faithfully
一个人真心实在传扬基督死而复活的福音圣灵不能不做工
that you truly preach about the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus the Holy Spirit must work
为什么呢
why
因为圣灵被赐下来就是要荣耀受苦的基督
because the Holy Spirit is given so they can glorify the suffering Christ
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
那么当一个人听见这个见证又顺从的时候
when a man hears this testimony and then he's obedient
圣灵也被赐给这个顺从的人
the Holy Spirit also is given to this man who is obedient
所以一个做见证顺从的人圣灵与他的见证同工
so the one who is obedient to testify for the Lord the Holy Spirit work together with him
照样
And the same way,
听见证顺从的人圣灵就与他同住
After you heard it, you're obedient the Holy Spirit will dwell together with you
保罗在罗马书第八章第九节告诉我们
And Paul in the Romans chapter 8 verse 9 tell us
人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的
If a man without the spirit of Holy Spirit he is does not belong to Christ
那圣灵怎么居住在一个人心里面
How the Holy Spirit dwell within us
他先借着荣耀的基督为你死的福音来感动你
Through the touching of the glorified Christ who is dead but now resurrected.
当你看见基督的荣耀的时候
When you see the glory of Christ,
你就发现自己的羞辱
You know that you're shameful.
当看见基督的圣洁的时候
When you see the holiness of Christ Jesus,
你就觉悟自己的罪恶
You know that how filthy you are.
看见基督的爱的时候
When you see the love of Christ Jesus,
你就发现你何等远远的离开你的神
You know that how far you have drifted away from God.
看见基督拯救的大能的时候
When you see the power of salvation,像 Christ Jesus
你就开始知道你是需要的
Then you begin to know that you need Christ Jesus
这样圣灵来了叫人为罪为义为审判自己责备自己
So the Holy Spirit comes so that for the sake of sin and righteousness and judgment we rebuke ourselves
这句话是全本约翰福音里面最难解释最难明白的一段话
It is the most difficult passage to understand the book of John
我看你许多的圣经注册在这里的时候都没有很完整的给我们看见整体性的内容
I see that many biblical commentaries do not have a very totality interpretation of this verse
所以我们要从全本圣经的总原则来明白这几句话的意思
So we have to understand these a few words from the principle of the Bible
耶稣说
Jesus said
当圣灵来了以后
When the Holy Spirit comes
人就为罪责备自己
Men will rebuke because of sin
为什么呢
Why
因为犯奸淫吗
Because of adultery
因为杀人放火吗
Because killing people
因为做了错事吗
Because wrong things
不是
No
因为他们不信耶稣基督
Because they do not believe in Jesus
所以重罪之根
So the root of all evil
就是对神的抗拒
Is to resist God
重罪的不能被解决
And all sins cannot be solved
就是你没有接受神所提供的救恩
It is because you have not accept the salvation provided by God
所以只有圣灵来了
It is only one who has become
才能纠正罪人与圣子之间的那个关系的错误
It can readjust correct a wrong relationship between us and the Savior
当圣灵感动你使你从不信变成信的时候
When Holy Spirit touch you so upon unbelief you can believe in
你罪就 可以得出胜。
Then your sins can be forgiven.
我做一个很简单的例子。
A very simple illustration, I mean.
犯病犯得很重。
When you are sick to the very serious state,
现在有最好的药可以医治你。
Now one of good medicines can cure you.
你因为不信。
Because you don't believe.
所以你把这个药丢掉了。
So you throw away this medicine.
结果你是死在病中了。
So you die in a sickness.
所以你死是因为病吗？
So you die because of your this sickness?
是。
Yes.
你说这个病的力量太大使你死了。
Because this illness is so powerful that I die.
但医生说不是。
My doctor say no.
你可以不死的。
You could avoid dying.
这个药可以医治你。
Because this medicine can help you.
你最大的致死的原因是你把这个药丢掉。
The greatest reason why you die is because you throw with this medicine.
你明白这个道理吗？
Do you understand now?
所以畏罪是因为他们不信我。
And also for the sake of sin because they do not believe in me.
这是罪人与圣子之间关系的错误需要调整。
So there's a wrong relationship between sinner and the savior that must be corrected.
圣灵来了，
When the Holy Spirit comes,
叫人畏罪责备自己。
So the man will rebuke himself for the sake of sin.
因为他们不信基督。
Because they don't believe in Christ Jesus.
畏义叫人自己责备自己。
And rebuke themselves because of righteousness.
基督往父那里。
Because Christ Jesus returned to God.
这是罪人对基督与圣父之间关系错误的调整。
And also this means the relationship between man and his relationship with Christ and God.
Now this is the rearrangement and the correction of the wrong concept of the relationship between the Holy Son and the Holy Father.所以圣父与圣子的关系，我们有错误的观念需要调整。
So when we have a misconception of the relationship of the Son and the Father, that needs to be corrected.
所以叫做毁誉自己这辈子。
And that's why they say that for righteousness you rebuke yourself.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为基督往父那里去。
Because Christ has gone back to the Father.
在约翰福音里面，往父那里去是很重要的一个特殊的名词。
In the book of John, this phrase saying that return back to the Father is a very important statement.
十六章二十八节告诉我们。
In chapter 16, verse 28 says,
耶稣说我从父出来。
Christ Jesus said, I come from the Father.
我到了世界。
And come to the world,
我又离开世界。
And leaving the world,
往父那里去。
I return back to the Father.
这四句话。
This four statements.
我曾经有六个钟头解释。
I have slaughtered with 6 hours.
这四句话是基督教与所有宗教最重要的不同的总言。
And this is a very principal different of Christianity and other religions.
所有的宗教是罪人要离开世界，盼望可以到上帝那里。
And for all religions, sinners want to leave the world, hoping that they can go back to God.
这是 one way traffic.
这是单程路，
是 invalid.
是不不能够成立，
是 not successful，
不能够成功的。
为什么呢？
Why？
因为罪人没有办法回到神圣的上帝那里。
Because sinner cannot go back to the Holy God。
所以基督说什么呢？
What did Christ say？
我从父出来。
I came from the Father。
到了世界。
Coming to the world。
这不是其他的宗教教主可以讲的。
This is not other founder of religion can say.
圣父与圣子的关系
relationship between the Father and the Son.
我们一定要重整。
We have to readjust.
否则我们不能得救。
If not, we cannot be saved.
为义自己责备自己。
Rebuild yourself for the sake of righteousness.
我才知道，因为基督是义者，他原不是从罪恶世界出来的，他是从义的上帝差来的。他是以义的身份被定罪的，他虽然死了，他复活恢复那里，证明他是义。为义，我责备自己，因为我曾经把他当作是罪人。
Then only we know Christ is the righteous one. He come from a righteous God, come into the world, not coming from the unrighteous world, and return back to the righteous one, and he is the righteous one.
因为他往父那里去。表示他是义者的身份被神所接纳，所以世人把基督当作罪人来审判的时候是完全错误。
And because he returned back to the Father, he's standing in a position of righteous one being accepted by God, and he's being judged as unrighteous is unrighteous.
我们没有得救以前
，before we are saved，
我们也认为基督是受上帝所鞭打。
We thought that Christ Jesus is being punished by God.
正像以赛亚书五十三章所讲的
，Like Isaiah chapter 53 say，
这种对基督以圣父之间关系的错误，谁能调整呢
？This misconception of the Christ relationship with the Father, who can readjust？
只有圣灵才能调整。
Only the Holy Spirit can redo it.
圣灵从头调整宇宙关系。
When he rearranged all this universal relationship，
第三呀，
象。
The third,
圣子与撒旦的关系。
And the relationship of the Son and the Satan,
甚至到这个世界上来是以受审判者的地位受了痛苦刑罚而死。
When the Son comes to the world, in a position to be judged, he suffered and he died.
而罪人站在审判者的地位来批判耶稣基督。
And the sinner sitting in the position of a judge to judge his conduct.
耶稣受了叙利王的审判。
And he was being judged by the Herod.
耶稣受了比拉多的审判。
And some Pontius Pilate.
耶稣受了该亚法的审判。
And Caiaphas.
耶稣受了群众的审判。
Even the masses.
他们声音啊就得胜了。他们呼喊着钉他十字架，钉他十字架。耶稣就被交给罪人钉死在哥哥塔。
And the voice is so loud that you overwhelm the voice of Pontius Pilate, nail the cross, nail the cross, and he was nailed on the cross.
所以基督在世上是受审判者。
So Christ Jesus on the earth, he was being judged.
罪人审判义者。
It's the sinner who judges the righteous.
而罪人的背后是撒旦。
And the sinners behind them is Satan.
这世界都服侍了那看不见的邪恶的王。
So the whole world is worshipping the invisible evil ruler.
当圣灵来的时候。
When Holy Spirit comes,
要把这个错误的认识转过来。
This misconception had to be rearranged.
使一个人知道原来这世界所有的人都要受基督的审判。
So that the whole world will know that all the whole world will be judged by Christ Jesus.
而基督在十字架上的时候得了最大的荣耀，因为撒旦就已经受他的审判。
And upon the cross, he's being glorified because he is being judged by Christ Jesus.
没有人能明白这个奥秘。
No one can understand this mystery.
直到圣灵来把这宇宙关系总调节的时候，你才清醒过来。
It is when the Holy Spirit comes, readjust the universal relationship, then you realize.
耶稣基督说
Christ Jesus said,
圣灵来了
Lord has become,
要叫人为罪为义为审判自己这个罪
so that man will rebuke himself for the sake of sin, righteousness and judgment
圣灵没有来以前
before Holy Spirit comes
你自己是义者自以为义以基督是罪人受了极大
you thought that you are righteous Christ Jesus is a sinner he's been punished
你以为神丢弃了耶稣所以基督受世人审判
you thought that God has discarded him that's why he's been judged by the world
你看邪恶的力量是得胜的正义的力量是受死的。
You see that evil power prevails and the power of God now dwindles.
圣灵来了。
But Holy Spirit comes,
叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈自己的
罪。So rebuild ourselves for the sake of our sin and righteousness and judgment.
宇宙为国、为个己的关系总调整。
So the interpersonal relationship of the whole universe now being rearranged.
这样呢，你开始揪出来。
Then you start to understand.
你对神的看法不一样。
And your view to God is different.
你对基督的看法不一样。
And your view to Christ is different.
你对己的看法不一样。
And also yourself is different.
你对圣灵的看法，对撒旦的看法不一样。
View to Satan is different.
这都是圣灵的工作。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以当圣灵感动一个人的时候
，So when Holy Spirit touches a heart of person,
罪人第一次为自己的罪的地位。痛苦羞涩
The sinner will waver because of his own sin and ask for repentance and forgiveness.
罪人第一次为基督是以义者的身份代死而感谢上帝，打开他的心接受基督。
It's the first time for the sake of the righteous one that sin will open their heart to accept Christ Jesus as the righteous one.
罪人第一次看见这个嚣张的世界在魔鬼手中不过是暂时的，因为这世界的王已经被审判。
And the sinner will see that this world who is under the rule of Satan is going to be temporal and also the Satan will be judged.
罪人第一次明白有一天耶稣要审判全世界。
And the first time the sinner will understand that Christ Jesus will judge the world.
这个叫做传福音。
And that's preaching the gospel.
这个叫做教会的见证。
And that is the witness of the church.
因为圣灵就这样改变人感动。
Because the Holy Spirit moved and changed our relationship in such a manner.
我很难过地对你说。
I'm very sorrowfully I say to you.
今天许多专讲圣灵的人是最不懂圣灵教义的。
And those who think most about Holy Spirit today, they misunderstand most the Holy Spirit.
现在好像广传福音教会增长很厉害的许多极端灵恩派的教会，里面讲的福音和圣经里面基督的死里复活，这个使罪人改变的力量。是完全不一样。
Those extreme charismatic today within the church, what the gospel they preach is contradicting to what the Bible says.
所以圣灵做什么工作
？And what is the work of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵使受苦、死而复活的基督得着荣耀。
He is the one who glorified the Christ who suffered and died and being resurrected.
圣灵做什么工作
？And what is the work of the Holy Spirit?
为这位基督所成就的救恩，自己感到羞愧，为罪悔改。
求主赦免。
So for the sake of the accomplishment of this work of Christ Jesus, we ourselves feel shameful and repent and we ask for forgiveness.
当你真正认识基督。
When you fully know Christ Jesus,
为了爱你而死而复活的时候，
and the one who died for you, loved you and resurrected,
你就受圣灵感动。
Then you are being moved by the Holy Spirit.
你称耶稣主啊。
You confess Christ Jesus as Lord.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
我一生一世做你的奴仆。
And for my whole life, I will be your servant.
我相信你。
I believe in you.
我跟随你。
I follow you.
甚至为你而死。
Even to die for you.
我也甘愿。
I'm willing.
你开始做基督徒。
Then you become a real Christian.
今天许多教会的福音工作，教会的增长，达到的是这样的一个叫福音的果效吗？
Today many of the evangelistic work today produce this kind of result.
我们吸引千千万万的人，因为他要上帝医他的病来，不医他就不来。
We attract many people because they want God to heal their sickness. If God do not heal, they won't come.
上帝啊，如果是你全能的，你医我的病，否则我不信。
God, if you're all powerful, you heal my sickness. If not, I won't believe.
这样的人是相信神的全能，而全能的神要听他的话，受他指挥，他才甘愿。这个是以耶稣为主的人吗？
This kind of people be believing on all my things of God, but yet the Almighty God must listen to him. Is this the one who confess Christ Jesus Lord?
By the slogan and the knowledge of God is Almighty, he tried to utilize God to be his servant.
当他们说神是全能的，他如何用这句话来用神成为他仆人？
And never submit themselves under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
而从来没有把自己服在这个耶稣就是主这样的主性的地位上。
Church is going on in this way.
那么教会今天是这样发展。
Our future is miserable.
我们的前景是非常可怜的，
很可怜的。
Very miserable.
我们今天需要从圣灵这个能力降服自己，在耶稣基督的主权之下说，你是我的主，我一生一世属于你。
Today we must submit to the Holy Spirit so we confess Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
接下去
And then
圣灵就住在这个称耶稣为主的人心里面，因为人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who confess Christ Jesus, because without the Holy Spirit man cannot belong to Christ Jesus.
你还记得第一天三个如果吗？
Do you still believe three eves on the first night?
如果不是上帝的
灵， if it is not the Holy Spirit,
没有人认识上帝的。
No one can understand think about God.
第二个如果，
the second if,
如果不是圣灵感动，
if it is not moving of the Holy Spirit,
没有人称耶稣为主。
No one can confess Christ Jesus as Lord.
第三个如果，
the third if,
如果没有基督的灵，
if without the Christ Spirit,
住在你心里面，
dwelling within you,
你就不是属基督。
Then you do not belong to him.
圣灵论是很重要的。
Doctrine of the Holy Spirit is very important.
我们要从圣经的正义去明白圣灵的工作。
So through the original meaning of the Bible, we want to understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵使你认识主。
It causes you to understand, you know Christ Jesus.
圣灵使你称耶稣为主。
Causes you to confess Christ Jesus as Lord.
甚至为他死你也甘愿。
And even to die for his sake, you are willing.
圣灵住在你里面。
And Holy Spirit dwells in you.
证明你是属于上帝。
To testify that you belong to God.
所以今天我们所读的圣经。
Today the scripture that we read.
罗马书第八章第十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16.
圣灵与我们的灵一同证明我们是上帝的儿子。
The Holy Spirit and also together testify that we belong to God.
那这样以后呢？
And then
你里面有圣灵的印记。
You have the seal of the Holy Spirit within your heart.
你说我受圣灵了。
You say I have the Holy Spirit.
我问你谁受圣灵？
Who is the one who received the Spirit?
圣灵赐给谁呢？
The Holy Spirit is given.
我在这个新章讲得很清楚。
In John 8, I say it clearly.
在这里我只把三节的圣经写下来，你记下来，我不解释。
Here only I will tell you three verses of the Bible. I'm not going to expound it. You just write it down.
第一
，The first，
使徒行传二章三十九节
，Acts chapter 2 verse 39。
彼得啊，我们要做什么呢
？Peter said，
我们该怎么行
？What should we do？
彼得回答说
，Peter said，
你们个人要悔改。
You individually must repent.
奉主的名受洗。
And must be baptized in the name of Christ.
使你们的罪得着赦免。
So that your sins are forgiven.
你们就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And you'll receive the promised Spirit.
Who receives Spirit?
谁是那个圣灵？
Those who repent.
谁接受圣灵乃是那些悔改的人。
Those who baptize and forgiven their sins.
那些已经受洗并且罪得赦免的人。
You will receive the promised Spirit.
就能够接受那被应许的圣灵。
五旬节圣灵降临的时候
，So at the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit comes，
120个人领受了圣灵。
120 people received the Holy Spirit。
那一天他们做见证。
On that day when they testified，
另外3000人领受圣灵。
Another 3000 believe and receive Holy Spirit。
The day of Pentecost，
但五旬节那一天的时候
，is the day of the birthday of church，
就是教会的生日。
That day, 3,120 people received the Holy Spirit.
那天只有3,120人接受了圣灵。
3,120人。
3,120人 ,3,120 people.
一次120个人领受的时候。
And the first time when 120 people received,
他们讲出别国的话的来，把福音使15种的民族的人都听见。